Welcome to the Cybersecurity Podcast, where we deliver the latest insights and discussions on safeguarding digital systems from cyber threats. In recent FBI news, a major disclosure was made pertaining to China's cyber espionage operations. Reports suggest the scope and intensity of China's cyber spying exceeds that of its combined competitors, symbolizing China's unparalleled potential for organizing cyber attacks. Responding to this escalating menace, the FBI has amplified its initiatives to counter global cyber offensives. In view of the complexity of modern hacking techniques and the burgeoning number of cyber culprits, it is essential for law enforcement entities to amplify their cybersecurity provisions. As a pioneer in guarding against cyber felonies, the FBI persistently functions to safeguard individuals, corporations, and governments from such treacherous undertakings. In a separate development, a Russian cyber criminal named Matveyev, better known by his pseudonyms Wazawaka and Boris Elson, is causing disturbances by ridiculing the U.S. government. The said individual has taken his audacity online by designing his own most wanted poster t-shirt and participating in assorted web-based activities. This audacious behavior is a significant impediment for authorities as they struggle to handle cyber perpetrators who not only engender severe threats but also knowingly scorn and provoke law enforcement mechanisms. With the global community becoming more interwoven, the menace of cyberattacks amplifies. The revelations by the FBI regarding China's cyber espionage program, together with the bold activities of the Russian hacker, highlight the ongoing struggle against cybercrime. The task of law enforcement agencies to cooperate, formulate solid cybersecurity initiatives, and remain a step ahead of these cyber dangers has become paramount. In international criminal court news, a recent cybersecurity incident has seen the International Criminal Court, ICC, facing a significant breach of its internal systems. Given the ICC's role as a final court of appeal in cases involving genocide, war crimes, and crimes against humanity, the attack has instigated concerns about its proceedings' integrity and security. The details of the breach have not been disclosed fully, but there is an indication that unauthorized access to sensitive information may have occurred, disrupting critical operations. As a global institution tasked with prosecuting the most severe international crimes and ensuring justice, this breach could have serious ramifications. Headquartered in The Hague, Netherlands, the ICC now finds itself wrestling with the potential consequences of the cyberattack. The identity and intention of the attackers remain unclear, with cybersecurity professionals likely concentrating their efforts on uncovering the origin of the breach and limiting additional harm. The incident's repercussions could stretch beyond the ICC, possibly influencing individuals associated with cases, or those relying on the court for retributive justice for severe human rights infringements. As we anticipate further updates, this incident highlights the necessity for the ICC and similar international organizations to strengthen their cybersecurity defenses. It underscores the persistent and evolving digital threats to vital institutions like the ICC, reinforcing the importance of robust defenses against such assaults. Through this breach, the pivotal role of cybersecurity becomes more evident, safeguarding not just personal information, but also the efficacy of global justice systems. As developments continue to unfold, we trust that the ICC can promptly bounce back from this adversity and continue its critical work of holding those responsible for the most heinous international crimes. That concludes our conversation on cybersecurity, a critical and ever-evolving aspect of our digital lives that requires constant vigilance and proactive measures to protect our online presence and sensitive information.